Well, let us move on now to our second top story this hour, coming out of Afghanistan, where President Hamid Karzai has accused the U.S. of refusing to provide his country with fuel and military supplies. He has said in a statement that the move is aimed to put pressure on him to sign a controversial security pact with the U.S. Washington has denied that allegation and repeated that unless the deal is signed promptly, it could withdraw most American forces from Afghanistan. Relations between Kabul and Washington have deteriorated in recent weeks over President Karzai's refusal to sign the security pact. The deal allows several thousand U.S. troops to remain in Afghanistan after a 2014 pullout deadline for foreign forces. Karzai has set several conditions to sign the pact, which has been approved by the country's Grand Council, the Loya Jirga. These include a stop to raids on Afghan civilian homes, among others. To discuss that further, we're now joined by Faiz Khurshid, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Now, Faiz, tell us about how the president's statement has been received.
Well, it was a very interesting statement, and it is the latest development when it comes to BSA, or bilateral security agreement. President Karzai has announced that the U.S. military in his country has suspended providing fuel to the Afghan National Army in police, and it has yet again outraged the Afghan officials. To President Hamid Karzai himself, it's a new political tactic to put pressure on the Afghan government to sign this controversial deal. But it seems President Karzai is not going to change his mind. He sticks to his conditions, and he says that if U.S. does not accept his conditions, he's not going to sign this deal. As you know, this deal has been approved by the Loya Jirga, the Grand Assembly here in Kabul. But if President Karzai does not sign this deal, it will not be a legal document. This deal is very important for the Obama's administration. It's all about the future of U.S. military presence here. Based on this deal, the United States will be able to have at least 15,000 American forces stationed in this country beyond 2014 deadline. They would also have 9 permanent military bases. But President Karzai has several key demands. One of them is an immediate end to U.S. nighttime airstrikes on Afghan homes. He knows that these airstrikes usually cause civilian casualties and greatly turn the Afghan people not only against the military involvement of the U.S., but also against his own government. So he wants to have a good legacy behind, and he is saying that he's not going to change his mind at all, and he would not back down from his decision.
Speaking of legacy, Faiz, we've spoken about politics before when it comes to this bilateral security agreement. What exactly are experts saying Karzai's game plan is here vis-a-vis politics?
Well, we have different people here in Kabul, different politicians who have different views about this latest position of President Hamid Karzai. Some Afghan politicians who are also inside his government are telling us that President Hamid Karzai is not concerned very much about these U.S. nighttime raids, because this is not something new. The U.S. forces have continued to launch airstrikes in this country. Yes, these airstrikes usually cause civilian casualties. No one can deny this, even now the U.S. top military men in this country. And these Afghan politicians are telling us that President Hamid Karzai knows it's a very sensitive deal, and if he signs this deal, he would be shunned by his friends and by his people, especially in the south, in his birthplace, Kandahar, a Pashtun-dominated province. And most decisions are still being made in this country by the tribal chiefs. And those tribal chiefs in his birthplace, like Kandahar and also in Helmand, and also in the east, people who are suffering the most because of U.S. drone operations and the deadly bombings of the Taliban militants, believe that if President Karzai signs this deal, there would be more and more problems in this country. Those people believe that foreign forces should leave this country immediately. And now these politicians and experts here in Kabul are telling us that President Hamid Karzai has a big plan, and that plan is to leave this deal to be signed by the next president of this country.
Okay, Faiz, thanks a lot for that.